bring in the oyster shucker himself, the general manager of the Vancouver Giants, Mr. Barkley Pernetta. Bark, how's your summer been, sir?
Been good, and yeah, those oysters are great. That's a very amorous hole, for sure.
They'll be out there again,
Bark. Aphrodisiac, isn't it? Aren't they?
Well, I don't know. It's amorous, something like that, isn't it? I don't know. We'll have to get to Wikipedia. Out.
Good thing Rick's not here, because he'd be looking up. You would have lost him throwing up for a turn on. What does that mean? Hey, we just had Carson Folk on. What can you tell us about him? Because you drafted him, did you not, when you were Tri-Cities?
That is correct, sir. I did. When I say I mean when our scouting
team,
staff,
yeah.
Tri-City Americans. But, no, Carson was our first-round pick, and Carson actually set a record for the Notre Dame Bantam team for the most goals in the history of the Notre Dame Bantam team. He was a one-shot scorer that was a really fun player to watch. It had like an edgy hardness to his game. So, much like Justin Sirtis, where Justin's a hard player that hits and gets involved. But no, Kars was a kid that he played in the program, in the national program. He was on the World Youth Olympic team. He had a really good year after the draft, and then he adjusted. The kids take some time sometimes. They're used to being the dudes, and all of a sudden they walk into a situation where, you know what, they may not necessarily be on the number one power play. And, in our case, it was like Michael Rasmussen, and, it's tough to knock him out when you're 16. So, but I that was a really good pick by the Canucks. I think that he's a really good player, and he's found his way, and I don't like playing against him. So that's a good sign if he's good.
Barkley Pernetta with us, general manager of the Vancouver Giants. So here we go. It's a golf tournament today, and then what, camp opens up just around the corner, does it not?
It is. Well, camp's coming close. The boys are all back. We've got open ice with the older guys, and they're able to organize. We call them the captain skates, and they're allowed to go out there on their own. Our coaches aren't allowed to go on the ice. But we had a full group. It was interesting this summer because a lot of the guys came back and ended up training with our off-ice trainer, Jordan. And Jordan did a really good job with the boys last year. And it's the first year that these guys, it's only my first year back at coming back, just starting last year, but they just seem like they're ready to go already. They're here, and they're eager to get going, even though it was a short break for us.
Well, and Mark, your coaching staff and you, I'm not going to say it's a little bit of a sales job, but it certainly was a get-to-know-us job and what our philosophy is. So does that make year two for your group that much easier?
It does. Certainly the expectations that we put on the kids are well known, and we won't be teaching that. And the players that were here last year pass that on now to the new kids that come in. So that transition is much easier. Having said that, we're also going to be a target this year. You know, I don't want to say we snuck up. We were ranked to be a good team out of the gate, and everything worked. But now we're going to be a target. We won the West banner, and teams are going to be looking prepared and ready to go against us. Have a little more idea of how we play. So they'll have a little better idea how to prepare against us. We just have to keep staying ahead of them.
And the fact that you guys are legitimately viewed as Memorial Cup contenders this year, and I'll say Memorial Cup, not just Western Hockey League champ contenders, does that not have that motivation trickle down to these guys already in the ice for these summer skates?
We're focused and we're driven. I mean, our job fell short by one goal last year, and that sting sticks with you. So our group knows that. Like, we wanted to go to the Memorial Cup last year. We wanted to be there and represent the West, and our goal is to get there and win it this year. That's our goal. And it's a realistic goal, and the kids realize that. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of time, but like I said, they know the program, and we'll tweak a few things, and hopefully we're as fortunate as we were last year with everything sort of going our way, and we're going to go for it.
And is everything going your way, having Bowen Byram back by December? Or I guess, how do you plan for that? Because even if he goes and gets 9 games in the NHL, he'd only be back for a little bit and then probably off to a World Junior. Do you kind of think, okay, he might be here in January? Or how do you handle that as a GM?
Well, everything you just said in that one sentence is how we plan. We talk about all the different scenarios, and if he's back now, is he back then? Colorado have some injuries on the back end, so it'll be interesting to see. Bo's the type of kid who could very well walk in and make that team, even though they got a young core. He's undoubtedly one of the best players I've seen play in the WHL, and just what he's able to do out there is incredible. Now, having said that, I've spoken, Bo's sat in the chair across from me here in my office, and Bo's the type of kid that, you know what, he's going to make Colorado, but if he doesn't, he's coming back to lead the team to a cup, and he's focused. He's like, we're going to do that, the boys, and we're going to get her done. If like, he'll come back and be all in. He won't be thinking, oh, I should be in the AHL, or I should be, can't wait till I get called up, or whatever. He'll be all in, and it'll be great if he comes back, and it'll be a bonus.
We have a sense of who's playing today at the golf tournament?
Oh, Dale's got the list, but certainly a lot of the illustrious media from Vancouver will be there. We have a number of ex-Giants that will be there that are still in town. So, and obviously the White Spot Burger out at Tawasson Springs will be going, the White Spot Wagon's there, and something after. So I'm excited about the golf. Nice day, another beautiful day in sunny Tawasson. So C-Ball well knows. But yeah. No, we're excited. This is going to be a great tournament. It's a little bit of an homage to a longtime scout, Terry Bonner, who's been with the organization since day one. So we'll be recognizing some of his contributions. But
he just got extended too, did he not?
He did. Yeah. He did get extended. So we re-upped. We had a run of media releases recently leading up to camp here. We signed a number of kids, and then we re-upped our director of scouting, Daryl Anning, and Terry Bonner, our head scout. So Terry's great. Terry's the type of guy. Terry will walk into my office, and not that he never compliments me, but he tells you how it is. He's like, okay, this is, and then when it goes well, he tells you too, though. So he's a black and white guy, and he tells you exactly what you want to hear when you want to or when you don't want to.
Bark, weigh in on what has been a topic of our conversation for the last 2 hours here. We're talking about little leaguers and 12-year-olds. At what age do the kids got to hear you're not good enough, you got to be better? Give me an age.
Well, I don't think you ever have to hear you're not good enough, you got to be better. I think that the kids of today are completely different than when we grew up. To us, that resonated. But mind you, when I played junior and I got locked in the bathroom on the bus with all the rookies, you know, I thought it was great that I was able to stay in there the longest, and that wouldn't happen today. So, but the kids definitely need a different type of encouragement today. Obviously, winning is a goal, and it's very important. I think even more important, I heard the tweet that you, or the response that you read from the,
yep,
the person from, I thought that was excellent, because that's true. You know what, obviously, I mean, if winning was easy, you'd win every single time all the time, and it's not that easy. It's a build-up, and you need to teach these kids values, and particularly at that age. I think when you get more up into the teens and at the Western League level, that winning is also something that is important, but it's through development. So if you're not developing, you're not going to win. You can't simply, you've seen it. You can't just put, I mean, the Yankees don't win the pennant or the World Series every year, and they seem to always have the best players, right?
Yeah. I don't know what foursome I'm in this afternoon, but boy, my speech at the first tee is going to be about winning or nothing.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm going to be there for that speech.
Thanks. We'll see you in a few hours.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, that's Barkley Pernetta. The general manager of the Vancouver Giants will be out there at Tawasson Springs teeing it up for their annual golf tournament. So that's just totally self-indulgent for us. And, yeah.
We'll get some interviews. We'll hear tomorrow. We'll go down there and do some things with some of the ex-players there.
Zeke, who went over like a lead balloon for Ezekiel.
Sportsnet 650.